You're listening to The Hit List with me, Numi, and I'm joined by Leanne. Hello!
Hello!
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I feel great. You okay?
I'm good, thank you. It's so exciting to talk to you just after the launch of your solo single. How does it feel? You were out celebrating on Friday.
Oh, it feels incredible. Still floating, still in the clouds right now, just trying to enjoy every single second and just trying to take it all in.
It's been a long time, hasn't it? Building up, you've been teasing. It feels way too long since we last heard from you. And the song, I could tell as soon as you teased it, there was one day in my kitchen where I was just like humming along. I was like, don't say love. And the song hadn't even come out yet. And I was like, that's when you know you got a banger.
It's just so catchy, isn't it? It's going to be one of those annoying ones. And you're like, oh, turn it off now. God, I've had enough.
No, it's going to be like, let's put it on again. So was it very early on the obvious choice for your first single?
So it actually came in at the beginning of the process. Always knew it was a banger, but I wasn't like ready to stop experimenting and writing and kind of, I didn't really still know what direction I like wanted to go in, if that makes sense. So I think it was just good that I kept going, the writing, but it kind of just kept popping up. And then after like some months, it just kind of made sense to be the first single, and like the meaning and the message that I'm trying to get across with it as well. I think it all just works within this sort of story that I'm trying to show, I guess.
Yeah, because it's like the new era. You're kind of stepping into your own. You said in your British Vogue interview that came out over the weekend that you felt some kind of frustrations with Little Mix feeling overlooked, and now you're ready to kind of like forge your own path.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think it's really sort of like, it's kind of scary because I think in a group, you only get to show a little bit of yourself, and you don't really get to, people don't really get to know you as if they would if you was a solo artist. So I think I'm nervous for it, but then I'm just excited for people to get to know the real me and hear me sing a whole song. And it's just, you know, it's so different, but super exciting.
Yeah. It's also, you know, it's kind of nice because you've got that background, you've had that experience, you've had, you know, they've been introduced to you a little bit, and now you're bursting through the door.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I think I'm so lucky and grateful that I got to be in Little Mix and have that incredible experience and learn so much to fully equip me for my solo career. Like I always say, I don't think I would have been ready some years ago. So
And obviously it's a little bit of a different sound. What was that like, kind of learning and working out what you wanted your solo sound to be and differentiating it from Little Mix?
Yeah, I think I always knew that I wanted to do music that was inspired by what I've loved listening to growing up, or just even now. So like, yeah, R&B, Afrobeats, a bit of Amapiano, a bit of garage, reggae. Like I wanted to bring these genres together and mix them up and just put my own stamp on it, I guess. But I think like the garage route, I didn't know off the bat that I was going to come out of a garage song. I think it just, when it all started coming together, it just felt really right. But yeah, I think it's like interesting because people didn't expect it from me either. But I kind of like that. Like, yeah. I like that it's surprised people, and hopefully I'll continue to do that, like in a good way.
Yeah, especially because you've kind of ended up being the first one out of the gates post hiatus. So, you know, people, I think assume when you leave a group that you're going to be playing it safe. But I like, as soon as I heard it, I was like, you know what? Actually, it makes sense. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. No, I think the reception has just been incredible. Like, I couldn't have asked for any more. Like, I'm still, like, just
soaking it in.
Like, yeah, like, it's just incredible, man.
And the music video is gorgeous. Like, you are serving so many looks. And obviously, like, you know, it's a big part of an identity being in a group, like the fashion, the hair, the looks and everything. But I feel like you always kind of stood out with that. How have you felt, you know, as well as changing your sound to be a solo artist, but also bringing that into your fashion and your styling as well?
Fashion's always been one of my loves. Like even in the group, like I've always had such a passion for it. So to be able to really experiment with my looks and work with these incredible designers, and it's just honestly it's an absolute dream. Like even to have Vogue, like that was the first time I've ever done Vogue, and like that's always been one of my ultimate goals. And yeah, it's wild.
And but I'm you looked amazing in it as well. Like,
thank you.
Glossy, like the dynamic movement in some of the shots as well. I was like, maybe we should skip the solo career and just go straight to like London Fashion Week.
Oh, thank you. No, I want it all. Like, I want to be like an icon in fashion. I want to be an icon in music. I literally want to hopefully just be across the board in all of these things.
Yeah. Well, I can see it. I see it happening already. So
KMFM.
This is the hit list.
KMFM.
You've been working on the album. You've been talking a little bit about what we can expect. Do we have a general time frame?
I do think it's coming together really nicely. I'm hoping that it will be early next year, but I mean, who knows? But I really do think, like, I'm not going to make you guys wait too long.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so excited to get it out there. So,
we already waited enough. and you wrote a lot of it in Jamaica, right?
Yes, yeah.
What was that experience like?
Incredible. I think to be in my second home, writing music, like, straight from the heart, and just feeling so comfortable in my surroundings and with like incredible writers and producers as well. It was just, yeah, it was amazing. There was no better place that I could have done that.
Well, I can imagine it's not a bad place to, you know, like, if you're stepping out or just stroll down the beach in between writing sessions. So we're going to wrap up shortly. I just want to end with like a really quick fire quiz that we play on the hit list called Hit or Miss, where basically I'm just going to throw things at you and you're going to say whether they're a hit or a miss for you.
Okay.
Marmite.
Miss.
Phone calls.
Hit. Wait, hit. Yeah, hit.
up to you. Be real. Are you on the Be Real hype?
Oh, wait, what is that again?
It's like where it takes a picture with both cameras at the same time and it's supposed to like capture the moment.
Not on it, but I appreciate why you might be on it. I'm so bad with technology, not going to lie.
Yeah. It's I was like, everyone's on it, so I guess I'll get it. And then I forget most days anyway. Socks in bed.
No. Hit. Miss. Ugh, no.
Cold showers.
Hit.
Reality TV.
Hit.
I reckon your song is probably going to be on Love Island this season. I'm just saying.
Oh, come on. Can you imagine?
Oh my God, it's definitely going to be there for a slow-mo dance sequence, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
Or a bombshell walking in, don't say love, because I'm about to mess things up.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you've said it now.
Manifesting.
Yeah.
We're going to play your song now. Can you introduce it for us?
Hi, I'm Leanne, and this is my brand new single, Don't Say Love, on KMFM.